OTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Musical Matters with your hostess, Desire.
Well, hello, beautiful. I'd like to thank my fans for their undying support.
What is up, everybody? It is that time of the week again, the time when you tune in to get great tips on how to improve yourself as an artist. This week, however, is a super candy-licious sweet week as I have a very special guest joining us tonight. So, if you want a behind-the-scenes look into the music industry, then I suggest you stay tuned. Before we get started, let's get you excited with a little music from Dave Lantino with Love Me in the Morning, followed by Chioke Dimanche with Boys Don't Cry. Enjoy!
Home in the evening, don't think I'm out. Some of the greatest shows, such as Monique, Let's Stay Together, The Game, Steve Harvey, Everybody Hates Chris, Master Mix, and many more. BET is also famously known for their featured blog sites, such as Spotlight, What the Flick, Stay Tuned, Head Over Heels, Sound Off, and a wide variety of others. So the next time you're flipping through your channels, tell a friend to tell a friend about BET and BET's video library. Also, don't forget to catch the countdown on 106 in Park with Roxy and Terrence. Do you want your chance? You feel as if you got what it takes? Or just want to read and catch up on BET news? Tune in to www.bet.com or send your thoughts and opinions through mail to BET Network, 1235 W Street, Northeast, Washington, D.C., 20018-1211, or phone BET Network at 202-608-2000. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
everyone. I am so excited. We covered part one of Artist Development. So tonight we are welcoming special guest Marcus Gray as we dive into part two. Marcus has been working in the entertainment field as an A&R, a consultant, a PR, and more for several years. He has worked for major record labels such as Universal, Warner Brothers, and Good Music, just to name a few. He's actually currently consulting for Union Music. Marcus has worked with some pretty major scale artists, but I know this is an indie show, so I want to name some of the indie artists that he's worked with, and they include Rico B., Young Black, Nipsey Hussle, Miss Janelle, and many, many more. So without further ado, let's welcome Mr. Marcus Gray to the show. Hello, Marcus.
Hey, how you guys doing? What's going on?
Oh, we are excellent. How are you doing this evening?
I'm actually doing pretty good. Just getting ready, getting prepared for tonight. Having an event at my studio. So that should be pretty good. YG is coming out, so it's his birthday. So we're gonna show him how to really party in Hollywood.
Oh, that sounds great. Well, I'm glad you actually took out some time before your event to be with us tonight, and I'm looking forward to having a fantastic show with you. So I gave you a little bit of an introduction myself, but you can go ahead and tell our listeners a little bit more about yourself if you'd like.
Okay. Well, basically, I do. A&R, the thing about A&R stuff is that most people who think about A&R, they just assume that you only work for one label. And I don't just work for one label. I actually do consulting, meaning that I can take my business and I can take my experience and work with all of the labels. It doesn't matter what label it is, just as long as they have a budget. For the past year and a half, almost 2 years, I've been working very, very, very closely with Big U over at Unique Music, and he has a roster of about maybe 10 to 15 artists. I've worked with him, helped develop some of them. The most recent artist is getting majority of the buzz and that we're really pushing out right now. His name is Shortstop. He's actually a very, very, very talented artist. He's very versatile. He can do pop, he can do rock, he can do rap. And it's crazy because of how his background is. You wouldn't think a person from like South Central California would be interested in doing alternative and pop and rock music. But he knows how to really do it all. He's a very talented person, and I'm very proud of him.
He has to be working with him, I can tell. I'm kind of like looking forward to getting all of the juicy details out of you about like the inner workings of the industry.
I think it's
really beneficial to the listeners, you know, to hear some of the insightful information that you have, just because you're someone who's actually experienced what it's like to work in that field, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So if you all listened and missed last week's show, then be sure to check it out on iTunes for a free download, or you can listen to youtube.com/theonlydesire, DZIRE. I'll upload that later tonight. All right, so anyway, Marcus, let's get down and dirty. I really wanted to ask you, what do you think, like, let's say taking your artist as an example, what do you think would make the difference between, like, an artist who makes it versus one who doesn't, and one who's like a one-hit wonder versus an artist who's like a longevity legend?
You know, my opinion, I really, really believe as far as it's really got to be your work ethic. If you don't have any work ethic and you don't have any faith in what you're doing, then you won't get too far, because I've seen people who have gotten more than 6 or 7 Grammy Awards, and they work as if they just started in this industry. And, you know, what I try to tell people is, it's not about really what you know. It's not even about who you know. It's about what you can sell. Because if you can sell a record to somebody, and if you can really make someone believe that your music is good and it inspires people and it moves people, and they don't know you, you're a pretty powerful person. So
yeah.
I really do believe that it's got to be your work ethic and how you approach every situation. Look, not everyone is meant to be an artist. That's one thing people have to understand. Not everyone is meant to be a superstar, and not everyone is meant to have longevity in this business, because it's not meant for everybody. If it was meant for everyone, then we'd all be millionaires, but we're not. So you have to take the gift that God has given you, and you have to use the resources and maximize whatever strength that you have. Because in times like this, especially when we don't have that much money and the labels aren't giving you that much money, you got to be an all-around hustler. You got to be able to write. You got to be able to sing. You got to be able to rap. You got to be able to produce. You got to be able to mix. And there are not a lot of artists that are willing to really do that. You know, a lot of these people, they just think that, you know, they might make a one-hit wonder. They might think because they got this one song and they got all this buzz that that's it. No, you're actually beginning. Who cares if you have – I don't care. Me personally, I don't care if you got 10 songs that's good. We need more. You know, we need awards. You know, we need a whole brand. We need a whole enterprise. I don't want to work with just a regular artist. I want to work with an icon, because an icon is a person who's going to go above and beyond what they're supposed to do. They're going to do the things that no one else wants to do. So,
I completely agree. Those are some great tips, man. Actually, don't even have anything to add to that. That was very on point. And what you were saying about how it's not everybody can't make it, you know, that's, I kind of wanted to talk about that a little bit, because, you know, our industry, our market is extremely flooded now, just because humans, we procreated like this astronomical rate. There's 7 billion people on Earth. So do you think it's even realistic for an artist to approach a label unless they're already extremely well-developed? And is there a way for an artist to just hire an A&R from a label to help develop them?
You know what? That's a pretty good question. You know, I always say you get what you put in. You can go ahead and get a guy like me and say, you know, hey, I have a project that I want to work on, and could you help me? And, yeah, I'm going to charge you. But at the same time, you need a guy like me to be able to talk for you. You need a guy that has the connection to the labels and to other A&Rs to be able to put you in a position to where they will even talk to you or look at you. At most labels, you can't even walk into the building unless you have an appointment. That's how serious it is. Back, I remember 10 or 15 years ago, you can just walk up and give unsolicited tracks to people. They don't let you do that anymore. In a lot of these situations, a lot of these labels don't even let you know where they're located at. You really have to do some groundwork and some research to find out, you know, where these people are located. But I think that with the right amount of money, the right team around you, you can do anything that you want to do, because at the end of the day, money talks. You know, if you don't have any money, it's going to be pretty hard for you to get marketing, promotions, radio, advertisement. That's all that stuff is very expensive and very costly, and it's very time consuming.
And
you don't have the money like that anymore.
That's one of the things I spoke about on part one of artist development, is that a lot of times people with talent get overlooked for people with a fat pocket, you know, just because they're able to market themselves in that way, whereas if somebody else, they might be talented, but they might not be able to market themselves, so they just get completely overlooked. But, you know, we do fortunately have a lot of technology nowadays, you know, with the internet, you know, iTunes and all that great stuff, which is very inexpensive. So a lot of indie artists are able to promote themselves. But it's just crazy because there's already such high expectations of artists, you know. But you kind of answered my next question, because I was going to ask you, do you even think an A&R is necessary anymore? But I think you kind of went into that saying that a lot of the labels won't even give you a second look if you don't have an A&R, you know.
Well,
so is there anything else that an A&R can do for an artist that an artist can't do for themselves?
Well, you know what, you know, being an A&R is not just about the music. An A&R is a businessman, hands down. But you have to realize that an A&R, you need. I'm not gonna put it like this. If you have a project, say you're on a label, right, and you're doing a project, and you do about 15 songs. Now, at the end of that project, you need your A&R to go to the heads of the A&R and the CEO of the label to say, hey, I need you to sign off on this, and I need you to put, I'll just give an estimated number, $3 or $4 million into this project. They're not going to listen to you because you're the artist. You know, you can, you know, the only way they're going to listen to you is if they've given you money already and you've made that money back. You've quadrupled the amount. You need an A&R and a good entertainment lawyer to be able to speak for you. you know. Now, I will say this. The labels and the A&Rs are wrong a lot. They're wrong in a lot of these songs that they're picking, and they're wrong in some of the styles that they're choosing for a lot of these artists. But at the same time, we're in such a time where money is everything, and if you do have the money, you can, like I said, you can pretty much do what you want. If you don't have that go getter spirit, if you don't have that work ethic, then you are gonna need an A&R. But if you honestly can feel like you can do it without an A&R, why not?
So we actually have to take a quick break, as much as I don't want to, and we will be right back with more of Marcus Gray and all his fabulous, fabulous advice after a little bit of Zuli de Brooklyn with Say What You Want.
Right.
Just want you to feel me now. I just want to hear you shout.
Consultant and PR Mr. Marcus Gray with us. He has been leaking all of the answers from behind the scenes. And I wanted to actually ask you, Marcus, because, you know, we were talking about work ethic and all these other things. So what do you think is, like, the one crucial thing to artist development that most artists don't even think about?
Knowing the business side of music. They have to understand that this industry is 10% music, 90% business. People won't even take you seriously unless you have a manager. They won't take you seriously unless you have a good publicist. You know, if your marketing strategies aren't up to date, your EPKs, you know, I actually learned that from you guys. Learned how to just do a simple EPK. You'll be amazed at how much work you can get when you just have a simple electronic press kit. And a lot of reasons why these artists get messed up so much is because, like I said, they don't know the business. They don't know what they're signing. They don't know what type of situation that they're getting themselves into. You take a lot of these people that are coming from these interesting backgrounds, some broken home, some no daddy, some no mama, and, you know, they've had this dream since they were little kids to become this superstar rapper. Okay, that's fine. Now you got your chance. And you just say, hey, you know, I'm gonna get signed to this label. Okay, cool. And they give you like $100,000 cash advance. But all they hear is $100,000. They don't know that the labels are gonna sign you to a 7-year album deal. They don't know that all your publishing and all the rights to your music is gonna be taken away. They don't know that 40% of your gross earnings is gonna be taken away. They don't know that, you know, you have to be on tour and you got to do shows and you got to do all these things every other day, you know. So all they know is they got to that they get this money, and they don't even know that if you don't make that money back, you got to pay
you
it back somehow, some way.
Exactly. It's a loan.
So, exactly, you know. So
actually, I wanted to tell people how to get in contact with you because, you know, they should, because you're awesome. So if you want to get in contact with Marcus and all his fabulous, fabulous advice, you can check him out on Twitter. His Twitter name is MGSO Hollywood. So I'm guessing Marcus Gray, not sure what the SO stands for, and then Hollywood.
Yes. And also, I have a friend of mine. We have a booking agency called Bella Booking Agency. And we're actually booking a few models right now. We have a couple of professional athletes. We got Wesley Jonathan. We got Marcus Houston. And like I said, we're just, you know, booking up a few people. You can also email me with that. It's marcus@bellabookingagency.com. And what we try to do is we try to utilize our booking agency as a way to provide an outlet for models, actors, actresses, and professional athletes, meaning that if you're the type of model that we're looking for, and because I do promote at 3 or 4 different clubs during the week, depending on how you look, depending on your fan base, and depending on what you can bring to the table, we'll have you as model of the week. We'll give you a gift bag, and we'll have you host with a paid gig at any one of these clubs that I promote at.
Oh, that's awesome. That is awesome. Make sure you all take advantage of that, because that's an opportunity for you, and you need as many opportunities that you can get in this industry. And make sure, if you have any other questions, you can check me out on Facebook.com/TrueDesire, DZIRE. Now, I actually want to go back and talk a little bit about contracts. And just for our listeners, those who don't really know the business side of it, back in the good old days, labels actually have an A&R, Discover the Talent. So they would sign the talent on a distribution deal with an advance, and the advance is kind of like what Marcus was talking about earlier with the $100,000. And then the label would record the album, distribute it, and publicize it, and that's it. So they would get paid as like a result from the royalties. But unfortunately, because people don't want to respect the industry and keep downloading this daggone music, it's like the record label was losing a lot of revenue, which means that they came out with something called the good old 360 deal, which is not so good. And the 360 deal is a way for labels to increase their revenue. So unfortunately, the artist is the one who has to pay for what the public now refuses to pay for. So this deal actually lowers the signing bonus significantly, But the worst part is that it's called a 360 because the label is allowed to collect money from the artist at all angles. So basically, like, the label will take, I think, 5 to 25% of all the sales from, like, merchandise, tours, interviews, films, publishing deals, commercials, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And the label actually does not even help the artist to promote or sell anything as far as that goes. And nowadays, an artist is lucky if they even walk away with 25 or 30% of the money that they earn once they pay the attorney, the PR, the business manager, the accountant, et cetera, et cetera. That's why I don't understand when certain people come to me and they're like, I want a 360 degree deal. And I'm like, why? So Marcus is actually going to tell you the good, the bad, and the ugly of signing a label and how you can protect yourself as an artist. So, okay, Marcus, we're all ears. Your turn.
Well, I feel like I feel a little bit differently about a 360 deal than what most people do. You know, you got two types of people in this world, right? You have the person that has the money to, they have the money for marketing, promotions, radio, and they have the money to create a whole project. And the label says, okay, since you've done such a great job on this project, we'll simply buy this album from you and you can make your money back that way. And then you have another dude that says, hey, I come from nothing. I don't have the money to just give you guys. But what I can do is I can get out here on the streets and I can sell my CDs for $5 a CD. I can go out here and get some of these girls to start handing out my CDs, and then we can start putting some of my stuff on iTunes. Hot new hip hop. We can start distributing our own stuff, and I'll find a 360 deal and say, you know what, you can get 20%, or not even 20%, like maybe 5 or 6 or 7% of whatever I'm making for right now. You'll see me put in as much work as possible, and in the next year or two, I'll come back and renegotiate my deal because I've made over $1 million or $2 million for you. Make sense?
And that's why I said, like, the good, the bad, and the ugly, because I think there's an upside and a downside to it, you know,
because
if that's your foot in the door, what are you going to do, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think a 360 deal is a bad idea when you're a grinder, when you're a hustler. You know, if you have a hustler's mindset, then you can turn a dollar into $1 million in no time. If you figure out the chemistry on how to make $1 million in your lifetime, because we spend over $1 million in our lifetime, I guarantee you can make it back again. A 360 deal is only to ensure that the labels get what they need out of you. That's all it is. Okay, so what if they're taking a certain percentage off of all of your stuff? They're going to do that anyway. They're going to do that regardless. What people don't understand is that these labels are like loan sharks, like a bank. They give you this money with high confidence and high regards that they're going to get their money back. So by you signing the 360 deal, you're not really necessarily signing your life away. They're making sure that, okay, well, you sign this deal, so whether you make $5 today or $1 million tomorrow, I'm going to get my cut. But everything is negotiable. Everyone has to understand that this business is about your mouthpiece and what you can sell. If you could sell a CD to a person that you don't know on the street and tell them that you're the greatest thing to sliced bread, you for sure can tell a record exec that I'm going to make $1 million back for you, and I'm going to give you interest, and we're going to renegotiate my contract, because now you guys are going to have to start putting money into my project because I already did it for you.
Yeah, and that's one of the good ways to protect yourself when it comes to the 360, because, I mean, it's not – the 360 is giving you a great opportunity to achieve your dreams and all that, but like I said, it's not as good as the old contracts used to be just because of the whole downloading thing. So it does have its downsides. But one of the ways that artists can protect themselves, kind of ties into what you were saying, is they can kind of negotiate it to where, okay, you get that 30% once I make X amount of income, or once I make X amount of income, we lower the percentage by 5 or 10% or something like that. So there are different ways to work around it. So just like Marcus says, know the business. I actually wanted to bring Miss Carla B online because I believe that she had a question. So Miss Carla B, are you with us? Miss Carla B? Okay. Let's actually go ahead.
I'm finally here. I didn't know that you were going to bring me on so quick, but I definitely wanted to just hop on really quick. I know your time is dwindling, but I definitely wanted to say, definitely pay homage to Marcus Gray. You're doing, and I just want to let him know that, you know, I just think he's doing a great thing, and I'm just listening to him right now on the radio, and he sounds so grown up, and I'm just so very proud of you. I'm like, wow, this boy has really been studying the craft, and I think that's a great, great thing, and I just wanted to, you know, call in and see that, and then also just kind of piggyback on something that you guys said,
okay.
or what you're talking about in regards to artist development, and I definitely wholeheartedly, Marcus, agree with you when it comes to 360 deal, because there's something good in everything. We just got to really read the fine print to see, and you definitely in this day and age, you have to have that hustler's mindset. Because I don't care, even if they say, okay, they're going to give me this one thing and they're going to sign me, guess what? I'm going to give it 155% because I know, you know, my worth. And maybe the first year I'm not making a lot of money, but when they see what me and my team then did, guess what? Yeah, next year it's going to be blinging, definitely.
Exactly.
And I just wanted to also just say, when it comes to artist development, I think that these indie artists have to have the whatever it takes state of mind. You have to be that way. If you really believe in what you're doing, you just have to know that as far as when success is going to come as long as you're hustling 24/7 and you have that whatever it takes state of mind. So a lot of times when I am just up at 3 in the morning doing my thing, working and stuff, and some people say, girl, you're not asleep. I'm like, no, because successful people do what unsuccessful people don't do. So I'm on my path. I have that whatever it takes state of mind. If that means me not sleeping, I'm not sleeping. So I just wanted to come in and just add that to this whole artist development thing, because I know a lot of indie artists are listening to this show, and they're definitely taking heed to a lot of the information you guys are giving. So definitely, Desire, you're doing a great thing with this show. And then Marcus Gray, definitely, you're giving a lot of great, great insight on behind the scenes of A&R and what it's going to take for these indie artists to really see massive success.
If you all don't know, two things. Ms. Carla Barnes is actually the CEO of EOTM Entrepreneurs on the Move Network, and Marcus Gray actually got his start in the business via EOTM Network. And as you can see, if you look up these people on Twitter, EOTM PR or Marcus's Twitter, which I gave you earlier, then you'll see how successful they are. And it, like they said, it really does come from their work ethic,
right.
You know. So
and really quick, if you don't mind, yeah, definitely, Desire. I just wanted to say something really quick. Marcus was doing his thing way before EOTM, so I definitely have to put it out there because he came to us and he was bringing a lot to the table then. So he's been doing his thing in the industry even before he did an internship with us. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't want to take that away from him at all because the way he's young and he's definitely grinded, and I know that you're going to be another Bill Gates. So keep positive, Marcus, and just keep focused. And don't just, you know, steer off course. Just keep doing what you're doing because, you know, definitely the bling bling, the money's going to be coming for real. I already see it. So.
I kind of wanted to reiterate about that was I was doing my, like I said, I mean, like she said, I was doing my own thing. But at the same time, I really do believe that you have to perfect the craft and you have to master it. You know, and I really felt that by me working with Carla and by me being her assistant, just kind of seeing how she handled her business and just seeing how she talked to people and just seeing how her work record was, she actually stepped my game up. And I remember actually she was driving me home one day and said, you know what, you know, you really know how to bring these clients, but you need to learn how to close a deal. And that was one of the hardest situations for me. I can bring these people, but I didn't really know how to close a deal, and she actually taught me how to do that. So I really thank you for that.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
I wanted to ask you because you know, you're talking about, like, attracting people and closing a deal, and it just, it made me think, because a lot of times when you have somebody who is 100% indie, maybe they'll put on a good show, but they kind of lost. So I wanted to ask you, what, like, advice would you have for somebody who is 100% indie? How can they be successful? How can they attract the audience, close the deals, make the sales, like, really do what they want to do without signing to a label?
That's an interesting question. If you're an indie artist, the very first thing I would do is you have to create an internet presence. Like, okay, you have to, your internet, your, like, your YouTube, your Tumblr, your Instagram, your Facebook, your Twitter, you have to, people have to know you before they even know you, if that even makes sense. You know, before someone hits the, before you hit the stage, people have to already be singing your song. They have to already know exactly who you are and what you're about. And that, you have to put out great music, meaning that you can't just put out one or two songs because you got a buzz, that's it. You have to, you, when artists come to me for management, the first thing I ask them is, how many followers do you have on your Twitter? How many friends do you have on Facebook? How many people are following you on Instagram? And how many hits do you get on YouTube? Because nowadays, A&Rs don't really go out to the clubs and try to look for talent. It's called viral scouting now. We go on the internet and look for you. That's all we really have to do now, because the internet shows us what the fans want. The internet shows us how much money you're making. The internet shows us what type of style you have. You know, so that's the first thing. I think that's the one thing that you have to look for. And also, I think every indie artist needs to copyright all of their music. Stop. If you're a producer and you're making beats, And you give your beat away to a major record label, or you sell it to a major record label, they don't understand that that beat is not theirs anymore.
Uh-huh.
It's not theirs. So what you need to do is go get your stuff copyrighted. If you make beats, get your stuff registered with BMI. If you're a writer, go to ASCAP. Those are the two major companies that will look out for you and help you out with whatever you need when it comes to that type of stuff. They will get you paid off of the hard work that you've done. And also, I really do believe that you really need a great manager, meaning that just because you're an artist and just because you're someone's manager doesn't mean that they do all the job for you. But you need a manager who believes in your music. They have to be a fan first, then business comes second. You know? Because if I was someone's manager and I didn't like their music, why would I manage them? It'll be
exactly
a waste of time, right? I wouldn't have any passion. I wouldn't have any faith in none of the stuff that you're doing. But if I'm a fan, if I really truly believe that your music moves people, then I'm gonna do everything that I can. I'm gonna go above and beyond what I'm supposed to be doing. And I've done that time and time and time after again. So, you know, really, it's like I said, you. Have a good work ethic, have a great internet presence, make sure that all your music is registered and licensed, have a great manager, and have a strong faith in God, because this industry is no joke. It's a monster.
I think that's a perfect time to take a break. So the next song up on our list is Joyride to Hell by yours truly, Dyer. Enjoy.
Right.
I'm in the past. Thank you.
And we are in here live with professional music consultant Marcus Gray. And he is just burning up the microphone with his super heavy information tips on being successful in the music business. We are wrapping up our show in just a few minutes. But I did want to ask Marcus, what other information would you like to offer to our listeners? Anything that I kind of skipped over that you wanted to say?
Just, you know, put God first. One of the things that people don't understand is that, you know, the music industry, it's cool and everything, but it can be a very evil industry. It could be you'll see a lot of stuff that you would never think you'd see. You'd hear, you'd be involved in stuff and some stuff that you never would think you'd be involved in. And, you know, I've had my share of experiences and stuff like that, but, you know, all I could say is, before you enter this industry, you need to really, really, really sit back and think on and realize who you are as a person, because a person can woo you into anything and everything. It's sex, money, and drugs. That's it. You know. So if you're ready for that lifestyle, but you don't have a faith, you can lose yourself quickly. You can turn into somebody that you never think you'd be, and you'd be doing things that you never thought in a million years thinking that you'd be doing. Now, me, on the other hand, I can't really speak for everyone else, but I remember there was a time when I used to feel like, you know, dang, I really wish I could be like, you know, these rich people, or, you know, have all these cars and have all these clothes and stuff like that. But, you know, a lot of these people really are lonely. They're lonely.
Yeah.
And a lot of them aren't happy. So that kind of came to the realization that money isn't everything. It's good to have, because it gives you a lot more options. But at the end of the day, would I sell my soul? No.
Yeah.
And
a lot of artists, you do have artists who want the super fame fortune, but then you have artists that just want to make a living as an artist. You know,
right.
So, and even that is hard, but that actually reminded me, I wanted to ask you, because we've been kind of skipping around between, like, the job of a consultant, the job of an A&R, and the job of a PR, because you do
right.
all three, so I know people kind of get it mixed up, so is there a way you think you could kind of explain to people the difference between those three?
Okay. Well, actually, I came into this game as a manager, Then I got into PR work with Carla. Then I got into A&R work, you know. But I'll explain the difference between all of them. Okay, a manager is basically the voice between you and everyone else in the world, your A&R, the labels, the radio, everybody. They just pretty much are, it's like a professional babysitter. All they do is make sure that you're on time to all of your shows. They make sure that your money is right, but they don't count the money. They don't touch any of your money. They don't have anything to do with your account. But they just make sure that the money that you're getting for the stuff that you're doing is correct. And that's really all they do. They're professional babysitters. Now a publicist is they are the voice between you and the media. A publicist is the one that keeps your image squeaky clean. They're the ones that when you get on the red carpet, they're the ones that's letting everyone else know that, okay, hey, this person is here. You know, this is what he's done, or this is what she's done, and this is what she's doing now. They're the ones that write up press releases and, you know, do the EVKs, and they're blogging about you. They're the ones that keep your brand, you know, popping, as they say. Now, A&R is the person that all they really do is listen to the music. They listen to your music. And they just try to see if your music is a hit. And they're also a voice between you and the record execs and the lawyers, because they're the ones who are going to fight for you to get the money for your project. And they're the ones who are actually going to pick the songs that are going to go on your album, they manage your project pretty much. They're the ones that do all the hard work for you, and at the end of the day, they're the ones that's going to get the money for you. So that's pretty much it.
Man, I hope y'all are writing this down, or I hope y'all really go and download this, because this is a lot of information, and this is useful information. I'm actually going to take one more quick break, and we're going to tune into a little bit of AOA with Fall in Love with Love, and we'll be right back. Enjoy.
Are you an entrepreneur on the move? EOTM Media Group has become the new voice for you. EOTM has the most outstanding public relations firm that will suit your needs as well as your budget. Thanks to EOTM Radio and staff, EOTM has climbed the ranks, reaching over 1 million listeners worldwide. Not only is EOTM Media Group mutually respected for its amazing quality, but also for their branding and marketing expertise. Everyone in the industry needs PR and marketing. So with that said, if you or someone you know needs PR or marketing solutions, contact Carla Barnes, Head of Marketing and Branding, at 213-290-3573. Or visit her website at www.eotmmediagroup.com or join her blog at www.eotmblog.com. What's that? You're interested in hearing a few live shows? Visit our radio page at www.eotmradio.com. Thanks for your time. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Must be more to you than meets my eye. Can I reside on truth or will I
makes me think about eating strawberries and, like, dancing in the sunlight. I love that song. All right, so as always, I hope these tips have been extremely helpful to you in finding your road to success. Remember, if you would like to follow up with Marcus, you can contact him on Twitter via MGSO Hollywood. If you have any further questions or another topic that you would like me to cover on the show, make sure you contact me on facebook.com/truedesire. And I definitely look forward to hearing from each and every one of you. This has been another edition of Musical Madness with your favorite fusion artist, Desire, a.k.a. The Phoenix, and special guest, Marcus Gray. Marcus Gray, say goodnight.
Good night, everyone.
It was such a pleasure having you on the show. Thank you so, so much for coming in with us. Hopefully we can have you on again for maybe a part three because I have some more questions to ask you. You know, and yes, I can count you all. I'm counting last week's show, so don't go there. All right, so remember, we are the dreamers of dreams, and your dreams can come true. Good night.
Good night.
Well, hello, beautiful. I'd like to thank my fans for their undying support.
That's all, folks.